The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, live from Bar Canada here at the D. Still to come this hour, we will talk all things Super Bowl 58, Super Bowl 58, and also get into, well, Jason Weingarten will join us. I don't want to sleep on Jason also. We'll get into Kirk Cousins' next team odds, Justin Fields' next team odds, and a great offer from DraftKings, which we got to get into. And Kelly's got some golf plays too, right? We don't want to sleep on golf plays.
Yeah, we got tons to get to here.
No Pritch today. Pritch is doing his Radio Row thing.
Oh, he's a busy guy this week, yeah. I think he was on Jim Rome the other day.
Wow.
Pritch doing big things this week.
Right. Wow. Did he have a take and didn't suck? Is that what, like, Rome demanded from him?
I don't know.
Okay, I was curious. I was curious how Pritch would react to that. I will not suck. by the way, we have a situation. Can we just talk about it? Before we get to the situation?
I don't know. It's all you said during the break, so I have no idea what you're talking
about. We have a situation.
Okay.
A halftime situation, which I'll get in momentarily. Just want to just repeat, because I mentioned one with Dr. Eager there moments ago with Eric, which is just my greatest hits from the last 10 days just in terms of this game. One is what I said to Eager, which is I do think scoring first here matters more than it does in most games. I think getting ahead, like if you get ahead two scores here, I think it's a massive deal because I think it's going to be tough for Mahomes and that Chiefs offense to match the Niners or to outmatch the Niners at that point. And I think vice versa, what we've seen from the Niners is you might be able to do that against the Lions and the Packers come back. But I don't think you're doing it in a strict, dare I say, Patrick Mahomes game manager mode in the second half where he like knows, like he did against Baltimore. He's like, no, I'm good just throwing this away.
Yeah. Spagnuolo's like had one of the best runs I've seen from a defense and a defensive coordinator in the playoffs.
Well, that's why Mahomes can do that, right? Because he knows his defense is solid. So I think that's one thing. Getting ahead first is massive, and maybe it triggers some in-game bets from you at that point. The other thing is, I get back to the, I haven't said this since, I don't know, probably last week, but it's, How do you view this game through the lens of one of these two things? One, it's on Christmas, right? We've talked about this a number of times here on the show. On Christmas, both of these teams got crushed. And Todd Wishnev and I were sitting there watching it at Caesars. Like, when you were watching the Chiefs that day, Aiden O'Connell didn't complete a pass the last three quarters. And the Raiders still beat the Chiefs. And we're like, could you imagine if someone had whispered to us right then, don't worry, this team will be in the Super Bowl. We'd have been like, you got to be kidding me. They're terrible at football.
Yep.
They're terrible at football. The Raiders didn't even like blitz a lot, and they had so much pressure on Mahomes. And the times they didn't, Mahomes just sat back there patting the ball, looking for a receiver to desperately get open. So
yeah, it would have been Bills, Ravens, and then maybe Chiefs for me at that point.
And then later that night, Brock Purdy just lays an egg against Baltimore and gets crushed. But even then, even still, what would the spread have been between these two teams who both got crushed that day on a neutral? It would have been Niners by 5 or Niners by 6, somewhere in that pocket. So do you view this Super Bowl through that lens where, wow, only a mere month plus ago, right, 6 weeks ago, the Niners would have been that much more of a favorite? Or do you view it through the old Jimmy the Greek T-chart without the intangibles, or maybe with the intangibles? That was obviously designed for betting. But you view it through that T-chart of where do the check marks go in all these columns? Quarterback, Chiefs. Coaching, Chiefs. Got to give Andy Reid the credit there, right? Kicking, field goal king, Chiefs. Defense, Chiefs, currently as they play. Now, the Niners are capable on defense, but not how they've been playing. There's any number, tight end. Travis Kelce, still body of work, better than Kill. Chiefs. Everything is Chiefs except for Niners offense as a collective, which is a big check mark and might override everything else.
Yeah, just skill players, right? Overall.
Right. So it's... Those to me are the big two ways to look at this. Do you take that spread from just 6 weeks ago and say, okay, this is too much recency bias against the Niners? Or do you look at the check marks and be like, nah, it's clear. So, and by the way, we'll mention probably the biggest check mark of them all, which is, and it's staring us in the face. Or is it, the Chiefs just beating better teams. The AFC is just better than the NFC. And it's staring us right in the face, and many of us are choosing to ignore it. Now, I have the exacta. The Niners to beat the Chiefs. And I'm riding it, and I've got three MVP bets on McCaffrey at 6-1, Debo at 40-1, Kittle at 80-1. So I think that the Niners get this done. If I didn't have any of those bets and I was landing on it right now, I'd be kind of torn. I still think the Niners get it done, but would I independently now bet on that? I don't know if I would. I don't know.
Yeah, you're in a good spot because of that.
Yes. I'm in a very good spot.
The other part, I guess I would say, and you kind of hit on it, but I think it is it's the Niners' whole season, then the Chiefs' T-chart, and recent form, right? It is the what have you seen the past few weeks, and really do you believe that? I'm on the side of the Chiefs. I believe it a little bit that way. I feel like what I've seen the past few weeks is a little bit more true of what these teams are, and I think that's what they are rolling into this specific game. And I've got a little bit more trust right now with how great that Chiefs defense has been. And then just knowing that I've got Patrick Mahomes manning things on the other side.
You got Patrick Mahomes.
And like you brought it up, like it might be a situation where he is in the second half and it's okay. Just don't lose this, Patrick. Like how many times have we said that, right? It's like, don't go out and win a game for us, Mahomes. Just don't go lose it for us.
And there is, look, as much as I love Brock Purdy, there is that in the back of your mind, right? Could Brock Purdy just have one of those games? By the way, so much better than Garoppolo.
I mean, we have, okay, so those are two different things too, right? Like, I almost rolled my eyes over here when you were saying that, because yes, Brock Purdy is so much better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
So much better. And we don't really think of it that way, but he really would.
And yes, we've probably defended Brock Purdy more than most people out there, because we're definitely have never been the guys to jump on Brock Purdy destroying him.
Nope.
But yeah, at the end of the day, like if you tell me Patrick Mahomes completely outplays a quarterback making their first Super Bowl appearance in his second season, of course. Oh,
Patrick Mahomes is 60 minutes away from winning his third Super Bowl. He's still in his 20s. Won his first at the age of 24. You know, it's like this guy is
in the age where quarterback plays mattered more than it ever has. Like you're getting one of the best quarterbacks who ever played the game.
I think you do feel stupid either way. But it's a great matchup, and it's the matchup I think most wanted.
Will brought that up perfectly. I think that's why, like, you know, we've been talking about bets all week. Yes, I've got it. Yes, I've got a Chiefs ticket. Yes, I've got that Chiefs and under teaser. Pacheco's my biggest bet, though, just because it's exactly what Will said. I think that if there is a... You're going to feel dumb if it's by multiple scores, you're going to feel silly either way on the result if you're on the other side. And I don't know that this is the Super Bowl, at least... Personally, of course, other people have different opinions. Personally, this is not the Super Bowl that I'm taking a heavy position on a side with.
Okay. We have a situation for Usher first song halftime. Now.
Yeah.
I've been saying that I believe that it will be, because he said it's going to be R&B heavy. And I thought that OMG and we're going to be, to me, the two obvious songs to play first. I also mentioned, however, that if you go to his set list, My Way is always the song he plays first. Except it's almost like too in the weeds for it's for the R&B crowd, but it's not like My Way is a great show starter for a Super Bowl audience. Not in my opinion, anyway. Well, wager on the internet briefly took My Way off the board.
Oh, which one's My Way? And you just start singing all this.
My Way. I mean, it's really kind of like a moderate tempo song. It's not. I mean, it's not one of the ones you would recognize.
Yeah,
if you're not an R&B Usher guy.
I do think the timing of isn't that the most important part of building this? You know, for the artist, when you know you have to do that song, and that's gonna really raise the energy level. Like, do you put that in the middle of the set? Do you put it at the beginning?
Caught Up is the favorite currently, at wager on the internet, -250. My Way is now second at even money.
Okay,
+100. OMG is 2-1. Yeah, it's 10-1. Everything else longer. So Caught Up, -250. You know that one, right? Caught Up.
Oh, yeah.
Caught Up.
See, I need you to sing all this. That's every Taylor Swift song, by the way. Like, I'm sure I've heard, like, all of them. I don't know their names, though. Oh, like, yeah. I don't know the names of the song.
It just kind of feels like he's going to make a mistake and go with My Way first. Is he really going to start? My Way is such a lame show starter. But apparently he doesn't think so. He starts every show with it. So I don't know. That'd be the fact that they took it down there briefly, and then by the time we got to the end of the segment, it was back up. I thought it was going to be a bigger situation, because I was going to say at that point, if it was still off, I was going to say, don't bet it at all, because they're just stealing money from you. Because they're giving you every other option but that song.
I think I'm with you. I guess I don't care that he's shown that he would do that first. I would believe more in it's the Super Bowl. He's going to do something a little bit different.
By the way, the limits are ridiculous. I don't even know what we're talking about. Yeah, it's like almost like $100. $100. You wish. Try dividing that by like 10.
Oh, the entertainment props just to get idiots like us talking about them.
Yeah. Well, you talked about Gatorade for about, what, a minute and a half on this show? Oh, all of our tweets are about Gatorade, like every one of them, which we'll go through momentarily. Anyway, that's your Usher update. It appears as though he could be starting it with the normal song that he always starts every set list with, which would have been a surprise to me, that's for sure. We'll come back, and we will talk about Justin Fields' next team, Kirk Cousins' next team. Jason Weingart will join us. And, of course, this DraftKings promotion, which is actually pretty amazing. We got to get into that. Get on this. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network.
This is VSiN Super Week. Keep listening for analysis from some of the sharpest bettors in Vegas.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
With Omaha Steaks, you'll fall in love at first bite with their tender steaks, juicy burgers, air-chilled chicken, and more. You're going to love every bite. It's Omaha Steaks guarantee. And for a limited time, when you go to omahasteaks.com/VSiN, you'll get 4 free air-chilled boneless chicken breasts and 4 free rich, juicy, boneless pork chops with your order. Minimum purchase may apply. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Best listeners in the game. Forrest Lehman, OG Lemon Lime Gatorade, not debatable from a flavor standpoint.
See, like, I'm okay with that answer. Very okay with that. It would be second on my color power rankings.
How many years did Gatorade go where that was their only flavor?
Yeah, forever. And to his point, it is the OG flavor. Completely understand it. It is, you know what it is compared to orange and red, Gil? It's refreshing. And that's important. You know, you would like to think that when you're drinking a sports drink, it might actually be refreshing. Orange and red are just so thick and syrupy and gross.
I love the passion with which you speak on this.
It's just facts, man.
Brian M., hear me out on the Gatorade. If the Chiefs win, Taylor Swift had an album called Red. An album called
All
Red.
Right. See, one, you're thinking way too... Brian, I love you, man. You're thinking way too much into it. But if you really thought that, Gil... Wouldn't you go the other way then? Like, you can't, if you're the Chiefs, you don't want to be tied to Taylor Swift more to the football audience than you already are with Travis Kelce. So I would go complete opposite, which opposite of red, I think is blue.
get out your primary colors chart, boys and girls. John Balducci says one word in his tweet, sushi. That's all he says. D-Pack 48. I sent this to Kelly yesterday. Wouldn't you think the worst tasting Gatorade would have the most left? If everyone is drinking blue, the bucket will be empty. Oh, see what he did there? It'll all be consumed. It's so good and refreshing delicious.
Remind me how many guys the NFL had to go send out to check out a field. Was it 23?
23 experts.
We're worried about them running out of Gatorade? Like, I'm sorry, but that would be shocking to me.
Last name Nash. I'm sorry, but I will not take the slander on green Gatorade. The cucumber lime is slept on and will look great being dumped on Kyle this Sunday.
That is Sean, our audio guy's favorite as well. He chimed in with that. I think that is... You're in a whole other stratosphere now. We're talking about...
That exists?
Yeah, it exists. I think I've had it once.
Michael Burns. Hi, guys. Best flavor is strawberry kiwi. It's not close. And what the hell is air-chilled chicken? I'll hang up and listen. Okay. Sorry. Shouldn't have Ron Burgundy that. T. Lynch on our jersey numbers prop. McKinnon not playing would help the over there as he wears number one, meaning goal line running backs would be 10 and 25.
Okay, a couple things on that real quick. McKinnon... Little bit of an under the radar kind of Super Bowl story that hasn't been talked about enough.
Tremendously under the radar.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also the jersey switch. Remember, he was the perfect example.
Yeah.
Of like, remember when he was like in Minnesota and stuff? I was like, oh, look at this big, strong, powerful, fast running back. And now he's on the Chiefs. And you're like, well, he wears one. It's a little scat back.
Daytime Degenerate likes a prop where it's length of longest field goal versus total points. Eli, length of longest field goal made is plus 120. Total points, the favorite at minus 125.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's an interesting one.
I would go with the field goal on that.
A Chris Felica, the bear from Fox Sports. Are you familiar with that guy?
Vaguely.
He just texted in 64 Super Bowl picks over at ESPN. 49 Chiefs, 15 Niners. His comment was, we know how that goes. So 49, coincidentally, on the Chiefs, 15 on the Niners. Yeah, there you go. Niners have won it. No need to watch the game. Mike Stack's favorite prop is KC first half and San Francisco full game plus 650.
Okay, the ESPN pick thing, though, makes sense because this is kind of like we've talked about with some other things before. If you're a bettor, it's one thing. You're going to have money on a side, right? If you are, this kind of goes back to the awards talk, right, with DeMar Hamlin. If I was just doing a sports talk show, sure, you don't want to look like the idiot who didn't pick Patrick Mahomes after wins a Super Bowl again.
It's the Aaron Schatz thing about I don't want to be found out as the guy who didn't pick DeMar Hamlin.
Exactly. Like, if you don't have a strong feel for either side and you don't have a bet on it, yeah, I'm going Chiefs too.
Real uniform czar. How did Field Yates cause the 49ers practice situation? Oh, you said Field Gate. How silly of me. Z-Free, thoughts on Raducanu Jabeur today? Emma slapped me for fading her last time out. She on the comeback. Oh, I'm glad you mentioned it. I have a tennis play today. My God.
Oh, nice.
Again, if you're at VSiN.com, if you're a subscriber and you have VSiN.com/picks, you would have gotten this last night. If you didn't, this line has gotten away from us. I have Anna Bogdan today at plus 154. Anna Bogdan at plus 154 from last night on clay. This is on clay in Romania, Kelly. All kinds of tournaments around the world right now. She's taking on Erica Andreeva, JVT's favorite player.
Oh, there we go.
Mira Andreeva's sister. It's down to plus 130 now.
The miracle of Betsgiving.
I wouldn't go any lower than plus 130.
How's the Romanian clay? Do we need to get 23 experts out there to check it out, compare it?
We might have to. Mike Goosh, I can't seem to find the Kyle Juszczyk over rushing prop anywhere. I'm in the D, Michigan, and have looked on every app. I thought for sure DraftKings would have it. Where can I find it? It's a great point.
Most places don't have
it. Juszczyk props are very scarce. They had it right here at Circa. Well, we're at the D, but under the Circa umbrella, they had it.
DraftKings, I think, has receiving props up on him, but look, it's tricky. He's not a player that most books have been booking props for the entire season, so I kind of get it why some of these places don't have stuff up for him, because especially when you start thinking, well, I'm going to post this and I'm going to post a prop where I'm only going to get beaten on. Maybe like
plus 270.
Yeah. What I want to know, because we can't do this at Circa, but like, let's go same game parlay, Gil, with over a half rushing yard from him, under on the shortest touchdown scored, and then anytime touchdown on Kyle Juszczyk.
Oh, man. Mike Alvarez, oh, wow, they put the media up at the Luxor. Must be nice. Sincerely, Excalibur, the Rio Tropicana, the Link, the Strat, and Flamingo. And finally,
I don't really get what Mike's so angry about there, but okay.
Oh, he's just making a joke. 3JackH3131, Gil singing Usher on the show, cashes at 77-1. He says he's tailing you on the Kyle J rushing prop. And Johnny Ringo, Karaoke Wednesdays live on ANG. Can't wait for Kelly's turn. Oh, and Finn Fan Valhallen. Where is Wes Reynolds to sing Usher songs live like he did during the Christmas special? Good effort there, Gil.
Oh, man, the Wes Reynolds Christmas special. I had forgotten about that.
One of the greatest moments in recent history.
It might be the greatest.
He leaned into it.
That was awesome. And Gil knows me well enough by now that he knows he's got to sing a little bit of these, or else I'm never going to get it, because I just don't know music like the great former DJ Gil Alexander.
You know, Finn Fan Valhallen, I didn't really appreciate that last couple. Good effort there, Gil. Sort of sounded juxtaposed against Wes like... I didn't really make a good effort there, is what he's saying. Maybe he meant
good enough. Yeah. Gil just knows he needs to sing a bit of it for me to understand what he's talking about.
Real quick, want to do next team odds here for these guys?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let us begin with Justin Fields, shall we? Justin Fields, he famously of the Chicago Bears. Bears are the short shot. Justin Fields to remain a Chicago Bear is even money. Falcons are not that far behind, though, at plus 140. Raiders 5-1, Seahawks plus 750, and the Broncos lead the double-digit parade at 16-1. Any thoughts here beyond the Bears?
I mean, my thought is, wow, this is interesting. I mean, and I don't know what limits are either, but interesting timing by DraftKings to decide to post these, especially when this is, I mean, all of the draft talk is heating up, right? And he is likely going could be involved, right, on a draft day or before draft day trade of some kind. It's just interesting to me that they're up. I don't know that there's an obvious bet here.
Let me ask it this way. Have you bet these next team things often in your betting career?
No, because we've never had access to them out here, right?
Except there was this one thing, wasn't there? Oh, no, we bet them by proxy. So famously, during primetime action, sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you and Matt, but one of the funnier moments was when it looked like Deshaun Watson was going to the Falcons, y'all started betting all kinds of Falcons futures, right? All kinds of them. And then the Cleveland Browns were like, we'll give you every one of these $253 million guaranteed. And suddenly Deshaun Watson was like, you know, I've always loved Cleveland.
I don't even want to, like, that's one of those bets now. Yeah. I don't even really want to know what the conversation was like between him and Atlanta, because I think it was so far done.
I think it was about to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, pen was right here.
And then it was like Cleveland with, out of nowhere, the biggest bag of cash that you've ever seen. Like, here you go.
My point being, I don't know that I would gravitate to bet any of these, but Kirk Cousins might be of more interest to you. Kirk Cousins next team odds. By the way, the Justin Fields speculation is, shouldn't one of these NFC South teams like the Falcons grab him? Kirk Cousins now. The Vikings are a bigger favorite to retain him than the Bears are to retain Justin Fields. Still minus 200 to go to the Vikings. The Falcons are also the second option here at 3-1. And then what do you know? The Commodores 5-1, where he rose to prominence in DC. They're third on this.
That ain't happening, right?
No, because they have the number two pick in the draft. They're not going to get Kirk
Cousins.
Ain't
happening. No. That was the biggest name that stuck out to me on this list too. But I'm like, how are they that short? I actually think there'd be value in betting the Vikings.
I do,
like,
too.
You really
I think he's absolutely staying with the Vikings.
And I think the Vikings are confident enough to run things back with kind of what they've got.
He loves it there. His family loves it. He doesn't want to go anywhere. They love Kirk Cousins.
I think there is value at minus 200.
I agree with you. I agree. More than any of the Justin Fields one, which I have no idea. Jason Weingarten will join us next. Get his update on what he's thinking. Super Bowl 58 and God knows what else. Numbers Game, VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VEASAN Super Week. Keep listening for analysis from some of the sharpest bettors in Vegas.
A Numbers Game on VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
VEASAN's Super Bowl Betting Guide is out now to help you bet on the big game. This year's guide features in-depth team breakdown, Steve Mackinnon's Super Bowl simulation with player projections, plus favorite props, picks, and best bets from VEASAN hosts and guests, including how legendary sports broadcaster Brent Musburger is betting the game. To get the guide and all that VEASAN has to offer, become a VEASAN Pro subscriber today at VEASAN.com/pro. Was I correct on that one, or were they correct on that one? I was correct on that one. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, live from Bar Canada here at the Day VEASAN Super Week. How pumped are you? Like, as we're getting here, because Kelly and I are on Radio Row tomorrow.
Yeah, we are.
Are you pumped?
Yeah.
Like, that's when it starts to feel real.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Can't wait to see that tomorrow. We got a great set. Looks great. You've seen the Barty line on there every day this week. Looks awesome. It'll be fun down there tomorrow.
I'm gonna head down there today to scout it out, see where I'm headed. That's when it gets real. We're doing dinner tomorrow night in town. It's going to be fun. Everybody in town, it's getting excited. And the weather's going to finally clear, so people will actually be out and about. And then the game itself. And then we'll be here Sunday. Kelly and I will be here. We'll have really a bunch of VEASAN shows all day. We do the last one before the Super Bowl for 2.5 hours up to kickoff on a numbers game. So we look forward to that as well. So, and then I'll be here Monday morning, as I always do, for the recap of it all. And just the autopsy and the postscript, looking ahead to next year, Super Bowl 58 and into Super Bowl 59. Jason Weingarten joins us now from under a cloud of smoke in Southern California, at Spreadopedia on Twitter. Good morning, Jason. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you guys? Getting all excited for the Super Bowl, it sounds like.
Let's play this game. Let's do it. Remind everybody where you stand on all of this, side and total.
A little bit on the Chiefs, the +2. I have a couple different prop bets, some first touchdowns.
Okay. Well, we need to work on Jason's connection, and we will do that. Did you add any props at all, or is it the same ones that you had before?
I don't think so. Let me make sure if there's any that you had.
You did. Okay, so here's Kelly's. Kelly's went.
Yeah.
You got the +2.
That's all up to date. Yeah.
You did the teaser that we talked about, the Pacheco props to the over.
Yeah, Pacheco over 66.5 rushing yards is my biggest bet.
Which one is 66.5 over 66.5? You got a pair of use checks over a half a rushing yard, the one we talked about, and then over 3.5 receiving yards.
Yep.
He was.
Yeah, if I had the option to play rushing plus receiving, that's how I would play Juszczyk, but we only had the option to play those individually.
Over Kittle and Mahomes Super Bowl MVP +150. Is that 150? Yeah, 150.
Yeah, you're not going to read the bottom?
And the blue Gatorade, +350. Yeah. My God, I buried the headline. Gatorade +350. You know why? Because it's delicious and refreshing.
That's right. Refreshing, too.
Jason joins us once again. Let's see if we got his connection back. How you doing, Jason?
How's it going?
All right, let's start. Same question. You said Chiefs plus the points, and then what?
Kyle Juszczyk, first, last TD. So far, I'm mostly waiting on my longer shot, sort of crazier stuff, defensive players to win the MVP. I haven't fired on any of those yet, but I'm likely to take a couple players here and there. Trying to think. I mentioned Travis Kelce. I have not bet his unders yet. I will. I just don't think there's any reason to do it early. It's all Travis Kelce. Boy, let me tell you, I didn't think I can get sick of Taylor Swift, and I am sick of hearing about Taylor Swift. I didn't care about her, and now I just don't ever want to hear about her again. Her plane, everything. Just I don't care about this lady. Am I wrong here?
Well, I think maybe you're a little hard on Taylor Swift, but I understand. I think you represent a good portion of the audience that feels that way. She's America's sweetheart. She is arguably the most famous human being on earth at this point. Really is.
And like, I just don't care. Like, yeah. Can we talk about football? Can we talk about the series Caribe? Like, man, it's just the least interesting thing.
Can we talk
like
about
anyone that? Brings Taylor Swift up, and I start thinking about like, man, what else can I do with my life right now?
Can we talk about series Caribe? We can, Jason. There'll be a time for that as well. Okay. How do you feel about now their awards night? Thankfully, football is not like baseball, and they have all their awards on one night before the actual season itself ends, which is awesome. Because if this were baseball, we'd be giving out MVP in March. But it's all tomorrow night. Do you believe that your Kobe Turner play for Defensive Rookie of the Year is going to win?
I mean, I believe every bet I ever make is going to win. But do I think the voters voted for him? Probably not. I want to be confident, but the whole being a fifth round pick and Will Anderson being the second pick in the draft, I expect Will Anderson to win it. But you know, gotta maintain some confidence here. I'm happy with my bet. I won't be super disappointed if it doesn't come through.
Do you think we'll be surprised by any award outcome? Do you think there's a shocker in front of us?
No. What are you anticipating? Do you think there's something that's going to be a surprise? Because I don't.
I mean, I think from some people's perspective, I think Coach of the Year will qualify to them as a surprise. But generally speaking, I don't believe there is a true shocker out there. Like, in other words, I do think Damar Hamlin wins Comeback Player of the Year. I don't think any of the defensive rookies.
Wait, no. Damar Hamlin is winning the AP Comeback Player of the Year presented by P&G, the official locker room products of the NFL award.
That's what I meant to say. Yes. Thank you, Jason.
That's the stupidest award name in sports. Can we just go on the record with that? Like, is there anything just more absurd than the AP Comeback Player of the Year presented by P&G, the official locker room products of the NFL? Like, come on.
Well, you've
anyway.
You've really done your best to promote them. Well done. I don't think there's a shock. Do you think there's a shocker in it? I don't. I think we're getting everybody.
No, I think the coach of the year would be the only one.
Right, but even that is not shocking. Like, it's the same as defensive rookie of the year. I don't think that's a shocker no matter who gets it.
I think those are the most up in the air ones.
Yeah, like I think CJ Stroud wins offensive rookie of the year. He deserves it. I think Lamar Jackson wins MVP. I don't think there's going to be a shocker there. I don't. I think it's going to be a much without drama in the end. You know? So, and Kobe Turner, I don't know if it'll get there. I don't know if it'll get there or not, but it was a heck of a run. I'm sure he got close on these. Again, the 1-2-3-4-5 voting on MVP and the 1-2-3s on the other makes it a somewhat interesting, but I think we'll get what we probably want. What else are you betting on besides
Super Bowl? I'm happy they're getting this over with tomorrow night, honestly.
Yeah, no, well, the baseball has it so wrong. Like, baseball, we joke, right? We're like, oh, have they given out Cy Young in the NL yet? Like, I mean, it's just so ridiculous with baseball. Baseball does everything wrong. Everything, including their awards.
That's true.
Did you add any, or did you start with any baseball season longs?
No, I'm still a good solid week or 10 days away from thinking about baseball. Okay. I mean, I'm pretty excited after the Super Bowl. I get about a week or two to not really do much of anything and then get ready for baseball. So I'm enjoying my little off season right now. You get some free time in January and February when you bet the rest of the year.
Does it? I had this conversation with somebody yesterday about the Dodgers, where they were like, yeah, they're going to win 105 games. And and then they'll lose in the first couple rounds of the postseason. Does it still bother you that baseball is like this?
No. I mean, that's what makes baseball great. You know, it's I do think, you know, the older I get, the more I'm starting to think maybe the regular season's a little too long and we can work on that a little bit.
You think?
It's kind of maybe we can take a whole month off the season.
Well, that's what I'm referring to. The incongruence between 162 games and then having to play a best of three or a best of five. Best of five in the case of if you win 105 games more
that's
often than not.
Just how baseball works. Got to go out there and win the games you got to win, you know?
Yeah, but the sentence just how baseball works or the phrase just how baseball works doesn't really cut it. I mean, it's like it's stupid, isn't it? Like it's just stupid.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. Anything we missed from Super Bowl 58? Was there anything we left out?
I bet neither team to score three times in a row. I think I got about plus 135 on that. I think if 49ers are going to win this game, they're not going to win by outgunning Mahomes. You know, outgunning Patrick Mahomes is not a winning strategy, especially if you look back at the last 49ers Chiefs Super Bowl. 49ers basically ran out of gas at the end because they were trying to keep up with the Chiefs offense. If they're going to win this game, it's going to be one sort of by beating them up and making them hate their lives all Sunday. So if you're looking for some MVPs, you want some long shots, maybe look at somebody on the 49ers defense. You know, a guy like Nick Bosa is going to be on the field probably 99% of the defensive plays. I've seen 75-1 on him. Going to probably nibble on that a little bit. I do think, like I said, if 49ers win, it's going to be a defensive game. But, you know, the best player on the field on Sunday is likely going to be Patrick Mahomes. And He's the guy I'm going to have most of my money on. So, yeah, I'm taking the 2 points.
Yeah, the path for a Niners defender to win MVP, though, so narrow, isn't it? So narrow.
How many game-changing defensive plays do you need to make? You know, how many hard hits on Patrick Mahomes to change the game? It's less than you think, you know, and that's just my thing. Every year I'm going to hire
him. Jason, got to run. Thank you, sir.
Pleasure. Good luck this weekend.
Coming back with a great DraftKings promo.
This is VSiN Super Week. Keep listening for analysis from some of the sharpest bettors.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back at Bar Canada here at the D, Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin. There has never been a better time to have skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook because right now we have a VSiN exclusive offer for new DraftKings customers here on VSiN Super Week. Earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you bet, up to $2,500. Let me do the quick math on that. Boop, 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 boop. That's up to $1,250 in bonus bets.
That's incredible. That is. Wow.
Don't wait. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code VSIN when you sign up and earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you bet now. Usually I just read the promos and then I move on and do some stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn good right there. So again, $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you bet up to $2,500. If we could bet at DraftKings, I think what I would do is there's so many things, right? Like I would take that bonus, put it on MVP, one of my MVP bets, something plus money. Let's put it that way. I would try to...
Kyle Juszczyk anytime touchdown?
Kyle Juszczyk. Or what I might do with it is I got all my other bets doing one thing. Maybe, you know, if I've got all my Niners bets going, maybe I throw it into Patrick Mahomes bucket.
That's a good call. We don't like.
Maybe I do it that way.
I don't think you and I. I don't want to speak for you. I mean, you and I don't usually bet Super Bowls or anything like that way. But when you're getting a bonus bet like that,
I do it that way.
Totally. That's a way you can play that.
That's pretty significant. Again,
that's as good of an offer as we've ever had.
It is as good, maybe the best.
Yes.
Again, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code VSIN. You have to use the code VSIN, V-S-I-N, when you sign up, and then you'll get that $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 you bet now, up to $2,500. So up to $1,250 in bonus bets at DraftKings right now. All kinds of creative ways to use that. You know, I would try to, though, make it a plus money bang for your buck bet. Wish we could do that.
I think it transitions nicely because I do think we I brought it up because I think you and I do need to add Juszczyk anytime touchdown. Like if I'm going to play over a half rushing yard, the chances of it coming in my mind in a goal line situation are, I mean, it's
always that, right?
It's either
the fourth and one, or sometimes it's not exactly goal line though. Sometimes when they get it like first and goal at the four, they give it to him unexpectedly and he gets to like the two or one.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, but yes, that's it. They're not giving it to him second and six at the 35.
But like, you know, we're getting plus 850. I'm sure shop around, we could probably even get better than that. I think that's something we got to probably add. If you're betting the over rushing yard, I think you got to bet that. Receiving, I think you'd be okay if you bet the receiving and didn't bet this. We saw him last game. Yeah, he's going to be, he'll be involved in the gameplay. Like this is
the beauty of this is that you have hundreds of options here, like hundreds of options to bet on. As the day is long, what I would not do is use it, say, on a side or a total, like that kind of thing. Like I wouldn't squander it with that. Can we? Is it bad form to review a previous segment's performance by Jason? Jason was a little ornery this morning, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was
ornery.
Fired up.
First of all, let me just say we'll get to the ordinary part in a minute. But the first part is one of the bets he gave, if you recall earlier last week, one of the very first things I say every Super Bowl week or the 2 weeks of the run up to a Super Bowl is, which is the prop that flummoxes bettors the most? I have talked about this since I was doing the betting dork back in the day. When I interviewed like some offshore bookmaker guy, what's the prop that flummoxes bettors the most? Team to score three times in a row, not talking about 2-point conversions, teams to score three times in a row in a Super Bowl. And people are always shocked that the yes is a heavy favorite. Because they're like, what do you mean? It's two best teams, best team in each conference. They're playing. Obviously, it's not easy to score three times in a row. No, it's priced perfectly. It's priced accordingly. Minus 165-ish, minus 170 on the yes. And Jason took the plus money on the that neither team will do it. Now, that doesn't mean he's wrong. But I'm just saying it's never as simple as it seems on that. So it is priced as it should be. Now, the ornery part was, and we got some tweets on this. people were not happy with the Taylor Swift stuff. Even on this show, people were like, wait a minute. This is from...
This kind of cracked me up, the timing. You know what I mean?
Like, he's never mentioned Taylor Swift.
Right, he's never mentioned it before. So it took till February 7th for Jason to get upset by that?
Jeff Staples. Jason is a little get off my lawnish this morning. A-Rel27 has the best one. He goes, guy comes on Gil's show, starts in on an unprompted tirade on Taylor Swift, then says he's tired of people talking about Taylor Swift when nobody was talking about Taylor Swift. That's very true. Why does she bother so many people? I get it. Maybe it's a little too much and you're here to watch football, but come on. She's Taylor Swift.
I don't know.
What is she doing?
I really don't get it. I'm not one of those people. I don't get upset about it one way or the other, but I just don't get it.
I mean, I don't listen to her music. There are a couple that I can name one or two that have permeated into our lives that I actually do kind of like.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm a huge fan of hers, but like I respect her ability to write good pop music records. She writes her own music. She deserves a huge nod just for that alone.
Yeah, for real.
But I get it. You're watching a football game, so it bothers you. All right, well, no one's talking about it.
I keep going back to I'm sitting there watching NBA every single night. And every single Knicks game I watch, I mean, I can't watch a Knicks game without seeing four celebrities on Celebrity Row that they got to show off that get, you know. We're talking about, what is it, 20 seconds a game was the breakdown, right, for Taylor Swift and what she's actually shown? It's 20 seconds. Like, that's how much I'm seeing celebrities in Knicks games.
Steve
Fezzik. Be more this week, though.
Steve Fezzik has chimed in on the three times in a row. Sorry to cut you off there. Three scores in a row. He said that both of us always talk about this prop. He says he does, too. He says, by example, the 49ers in their three-point win against Detroit scored five consecutive times. He said it literally takes a small miracle for that not to happen. Go flip a coin nine times. It's really hard not to get a run of three heads or tails. Then he adds, the over-under on Taylor Swift's screen time during the game is 36 seconds. Jason can handle it.
Well, that's my point, right? So, like, average was like 24 or something through the season. Matt even brought it up yesterday. Yeah. It's the Super Bowl. She's going to be shown more than what she's been shown in regular
Taylor Swift.
Season. But even, like, I agree with Steve's number. Like, it's probably around there.
If this was Rodrigo, would you all be complaining? I don't think you would be, if you know what I mean. I think it's so funny, though, that even Fezzik, right? Fezzik chimed in on both of those matters. One is a strict football one with the three scores in a row. And even he, it's amazing that Jason talking about Taylor Swift triggered enough of the people out there to tweeting about it. Let me just read that one again. That was awesome. AREL27. I don't usually read them twice. AREL27. This is great. Guy comes on Gil's show, starts in an unprompted tirade on Taylor Swift, then says he's tired of people talking about Taylor Swift when nobody was talking about Taylor Swift. That's pretty much it. Yeah. So here it is. By the way, we threw up the receiving props here for a reason. Did we throw this up for a while? Reason? No. Okay.
I had mentioned.
Oh, you mentioned.
But,
okay.
You know, not listed.
Travis there. Not listed. That's the thing. He is not available everywhere.
Yeah, he's not everywhere. I do believe his receiving is up at DraftKings now. It just wasn't one of the higher ones.
Yeah.
That's why it's not on there.
Travis Kelce is your leader in receiving yards at 70.5. He and Rashee Rice, both with 6.5. Again, getting to the narrow group of guys that Patrick Mahomes trusts here. Then it's a slew of Niners, Ayuk, Samuel, Kittle, McCaffrey in terms of yards and catches. And then it's the others, if you will, at the bottom there, which are 1.5s and 2.5s in terms of the receptions, and then all below 20 yards in terms of the receiving yards. Do you know the one person who like bets like 100 of these things, like 100 different props?
Who?
No. Do you know that person? Oh. That type of person? Yeah. I'm not talking about specific.
I was like, who do we know?
Do you have a person like that in your life? Because I do.
Yeah. I mean, does it also, I feel like we, every Super Bowl, we also start off by saying like, hey, like, don't bet more, you know, than what you would. And like, that's great advice. It's also a Super Bowl. I've ended up with more bets than I would have.
But isn't it? So it's exactly, this is the last point I wanted to make. Exactly. Isn't it because it's 2 weeks, right? Like if this was 1 week.
Which, and we do a show.
And we do a show. So,
which like is not a bad thing. Like right. Something we talk each other into bets that we like and make a convincing case
for.
Well,
it's not,
necessarily a bad thing.
I didn't even know the Juszczyk one existed. But it is. There is a certain point where I do believe, and I only have the MVPs and the three prop bets. Interesting, the exact. So it's not like I have tons. But I do feel like a couple have bled in that wouldn't have otherwise. So anyway, it's just, you're right. On the one hand, it is responsible to say, you know, just because it's there doesn't mean you have to bet it. I will have more on tennis that day than I will on the NFL. Not in terms of outcome, but in terms of outlay. But yeah, even the best of us succumb to the never-ending interminable 2 weeks.
I think I said I'd have more on golf than I would on the Super Bowl. That is not the case. Long Shots is up now, though. Check that out for Waste Management Phoenix Open.
All right. I'm going to go do a Megapod. Rufus is here for the final one of the year. Looking forward to that. Radio Row tomorrow. We'll see you there. Best Bets is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.